Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along to the latest episode of The Twit Odyssey. We're going through Roald Dahl's classic children's book, The Twits, illustrated by Quentin Blake. We've established that Roald Dahl was a cunt. Quentin Blake, we're not sure about. We're up to the chapter called The Great Upside Down Monkey Circus. We're almost halfway through the book, or just over halfway through the book. Before we get into it, Sam, we need to address the Iron Filing Society regarding a slight change in the monthly fee. Because Patreon, who we do the IFS through, are doing this thing where they are, you probably know if you're at IFS, which you are, that you get charged in US dollars because Patreon is an American company. And what Patreon are doing over the next week or two is they're going to change everything so that you can now start paying in your local currency. So if you're in the UK, you'll now get charged in pounds sterling rather than US dollars. Or if you're in Europe, you get charged in euros. What happens at the minute is, for a lot of people, or some people, you pay in dollars, but you also get hit by a charge from your bank, which is for an international payment. I'm not sure how much it is. It's a few pence each month, but, you know, fuck that.
You're having to give a few pence to the man. Banks. You want to invest in us, because you're supporting what we're doing, and we're forever grateful for that, and that's great, but... It makes you sick.
Hang on, let's not get to that point yet.
All right.
Let's not get to that point yet.
I'm very passionate about this, so I'll try and keep a lid on it.
Into that. Because what Patreon have done is they've changed the dollar monthly subscription fee to a pound one, but they've just done it arbitrarily themselves. We've got no say in it. We can't change it, make it higher or lower or whatever. So it might be a few pence higher than what you thought you were paying before, when it appears on your bank statement in sterling. We can't do anything about that, unfortunately, and if that's offensive to you, then we apologise, but it's beyond our control. But once you've been charged in pounds sterling, you won't be charged this fucking international transaction fee by your bank each month.
Yeah.
So it might mean a few more pence will go to us,
yeah.
A few less pence will go to a bank.
Yeah,
which is, you know, that's got to be a good thing.
It's a good thing. At the moment, the banks, as they like to do, skim a few pence off air tax almost. Like, we're taking this money and passing it from you to someone else. But along the way, we'll wet our beaks. They're wetting their beaks. Guess what? They're not going to get to wet their beaks anymore.
Party's over, dickheads.
But those few pennies that they used to get from wetting their beaks come in our pocket. Not our choice. It's just happening. Nope. It's Patreon's choice. So, but you ought to know that at least the dough's going in our pockets and not into the pockets of a faceless bank, a global banking conglomerate, right?
We massively disapprove of all of this by Patreon. We think they've handled this terribly. And if we benefit from it, then that's just...
Patreon is just a process that we have to use to do this whole operation.
Survive.
But, I mean, Patreon is just some sort of, in itself, it's a shadowy, faceless algorithm based in the Silicon Valley area of California.
I don't think it's even manned by humans.
It's like a blob. It's like our random fixtures generator. It's just a huge sentient blob that processes these transactions whereby creators, that's us, by the way.
That's
didn't
us.
Didn't know if you know that's the name for what we do. And if you didn't, Andy, honestly, you better get that put on your passport because it's important.
Creator.
Yeah, you're a creator. And punters, which is what you, the listeners, are.
Yeah. So that's going to happen, I think. But I think it's going to happen automatically to everyone soon, but you can do it now and change over to your local currency. You've got to go into your personal settings on your Patreon account. Yeah, you've got to go to Patreon on the website, and then where your avatar is in the top right, you've got to go to Manage Memberships, then Edit, and then there should be a currency option, and you choose your preferred currency, which, of course, if you're in the UK, will be pounds. If you're in Europe, it'll be euros. If you're in the United States, it stays at dollars. And then click Update to save your settings. And then you won't be paying the fucking banks a few pence in shitty international payment transactions each month. Mm. It's like when you change your insurance on your car or your house and you ring up and there's an admin fee. What the fuck off? Do you know what I mean? It's all just done on computers now.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking pay an admin fee.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
that.
A fucking rip-off. It's a skim. It's a scam.
Yeah. We should be like Martin Lewis, you know. We should be on ITV telling people how to live and how to get the best deals and stuff, but like with swearing as well.
Well, that's life logistics. What you've just described is life logistics, which is another podcast you get as part of your subscription deal. Depending on what tier you're on. I do think that in an ideal world, we would charge people in cash in hand. Keep the tax man out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, logistically, it would be very difficult for us to go around and do our collections every month. Come around, knock on every cunter's door doing our rounds.
Yeah, like a milkman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the podcastman.
We'd have to be getting out to Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada.
Oh, the podcastman's at the door. I haven't got any change.
Hide.
Oh, lie on the floor.
Hide.
Teddy's not here.
Turn the lights up. Pretend we're out. I know you're in there. I can hear you breathing. I'm here for
I'll
the
cut
podcast,
your
buddy.
Off.
We're not here. You stozy cunt. Who's talking then? Oh, fucking hell.
So that's that. That's that. Just bit of housekeeping out of the way that we needed to get done, and that'll start taking effect over the next week or two, I think. Right. Okay. On to the Twitch then.
The chapter we're on is the Great Upside Monkey Circus.
That in itself is a great chapter title. But Sam, you've just discovered a little bit of a spoiler that we can give.
Now you might ordinarily think the
future
great
titles.
Say what you like about Roald Dahl, and we've said a lot. You know, he's an arsehole, and a lot of this crap falls out of his arse by reading it. Like, it's just like, you can't even be bothered. But sometimes there is a stroke of genius, and not only is The Great Upside Down Monkey Circus an impeccable title for a chapter of any book, it's not nearly as good as the chapter that comes about 10 pages later, which
well,
is called...
Well, it leads up to it, isn't it? It's part of a trilogy of titles, Sam, isn't it?
Well, I can tell you, there's... No Bird Pie for Mr. Twit. Then the next chapter is called Still No Bird Pie for Mr. Twit. And the chapter after that is called, wait for it, Mr. and Mrs. Twit Go Off to Buy Guns. Rolled, every time we doubt you and start thinking, why did we even embark upon doing a deep dive into this book by this awful man? He gives us a little something where you remember. So what you like about the cunt, he had some good ideas.
He pulls it out of the bag, doesn't
he? He does,
every fucking time. But, we are on the Great Upside Down Monkey Circus. And he just, he starts this chapter impeccably. He just says, now for the monkeys. Okay. Because
great.
I don't think the monkeys have been mentioned at that point at all, have they? And he just goes,
now
it's like
the
first
monkeys.
Few chapters where he's talking about Mr. and Mrs. Twit, and he goes, yeah, you don't want anything about these all the way through the book, do you? And then he starts talking about the tree or something. And now he's just gone, right, here's some monkeys, you cunts. And he says, the four monkeys in the cage in the garden. Oh, yeah, he has mentioned them. Sorry, I apologise, because they were in the corner of the garden. But he focused on the tree, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the glue. And the boys and their naked arses. And he's probably thought, I've gone so far down this road of naked boy arses.
Yeah, it's better to focus on monkeys. Much less contentious.
Yeah, because I mean, if, you know, people aren't going to get, wrong-minded feelings about monkeys, are they? So I'll stick with that instead. Now for the monkeys. It says, the four monkeys in the cage in the garden were all one family. They were Muggle Wump and his wife and their two small children. A monkey wife? Do monkeys get married? Is that a thing?
I think they do it. Most monkeys tend to be atheists, so they do it more civil ceremonies.
Is it a civil partnership sort of thing? Because I'd love to see a monkey wedding.
No, although it's a lovely idea, it's very rare to actually see monkeys have a church wedding with mourning suits and white dresses. You're more likely to see them.
Brilliant.
If you go down your local town hall or just the council. Like there's that really nice sort of brutalistic 60s concrete compendium of local government bodies in Sunderland that I got lost in last year.
Civic Centre,
So if you hang around there, you'll see some monkey weddings. You can get married there, can't you, at the Civic Centre?
You can, yeah. I mean, excuse me, if you just put monkey wedding into YouTube, the first result that comes up is to dear Jack Shakai second wedding anniversary, and it is two monkeys, and the man monkey is dressed in a checked suit, and the lady monkey has got a lovely pink dress on, and they're looking at each other lovingly, and it's their second wedding anniversary, and they're just sitting on a leather sofa. I don't know if there's any voiceover with this because I've got the mute on.
Trouble keeping track of your...
You got it?
No, I'm looking at something that says monkeys get married in controversial wedding ceremony.
Yeah, that's further down, but is the top result not monkey second
wedding? That came up on Google when I just Googled monkey wedding.
You've got to do it in YouTube.
Yeah.
They don't look very happy, to be fair. There doesn't seem to be a great deal of love. Towards the end of the footage, she's just got her back to him.
You need a son.
I don't think that's a marriage that's going to last. He's got a cigar at the beginning.
He's got a big fat cigar. I'm going to light myself up a fucking cigar because it's a special day.
Maybe that's why she doesn't like him anymore.
It's a special fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not happy.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, this one looks a bit cruel as well. This monkey wedding that I'm watching because they're chained together. It's like they're being forced into an arranged monkey wedding.
No.
Yeah, although the girl monkey is in a lovely pink dress and the lad monkey is in a yellow all-in-one. And they are having a lovely cuddle, but I think they both look a bit scared, so nah.
Is this the controversial one?
Yeah, that's why it's controversial, because there's a chain attached to them. It's like they do love each other, but they don't want to be married for the entertainment of others, you know?
No. Yeah, they're cuddling into each other. I don't think they're very happy. That's not good.
They might be scared.
Yeah, they might be. I prefer
we're all a bit scared on our wedding day, monkeys or not.
I guess so, but we are all monkeys really deep down, aren't we?
Yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I try not to dwell on it too much.
So, yeah, anyway, the monkeys, Mugglewump and his wife and their two small children. And it says, what on earth were Mr. and Mrs. Twit doing with monkeys in their garden? It's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Exactly what I'd been wondering, actually.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I mean, again, Dahl's making this up as he goes along. He's like, what the fuck can I...
He's in the feathers at this point.
Justify these monkeys in this fucking story.
Do I need to explain it? Most kids won't care, but you might get some fucking pedantic parent writing in. Like, well, why didn't you explain what the monkeys were doing? Now my kids are saying, oh, why can't we have pet monkeys? And I'm trying to explain to kids it's just a storybook. It doesn't happen in real life.
Some of those fucking smart-ass kids have been hot-housed. They've got lots of questions, don't know how to fucking keep the fucking mouth shut. That old phrase, children should be seen and not heard, doesn't apply to these hot-housed little cunts.
Not this generation.
Blah, 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 blah. Talking about their fucking human right to speak.
That's why I don't go to any of these events that the publisher tried to get me along to. We have to meet all the little cunts. Some of them, I can't remember half of what I fucking wrote. Why would I? It's all a lot of bollocks anyway. I'm half pissed when I write most of it. That's why it's all so weird. The more pissed I get, the more the kids seem to like the stories. But then they start asking me questions. I'm like, I haven't got a fucking clue what you're on about, to be honest. Charlie and the Watt Factory. No.
I don't remember writing it. I was fucking shit-faced when I wrote half of it.
Next fucking question. And make sure it's not about one of my books. Ask me something general knowledge instead. I'm good at that.
ask me opinions on maybe some political things.
Ask me about the average weight of different jungle animals.
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask me about the Jews, though, because I'm not going into that again.
No, not interested. I'm not.
I've said too much.
I'm not walking into any more fucking booby traps. PR booby traps, because that's what they are. Putting fucking words in my mouth. How many of you cunts have been planted here by the Guardian newspaper?
Putting words in my mouth. Words which I do admit I did say openly. Where are we?
Well, in the old days, it says, they both worked in a circus as monkey trainers. They used to teach monkeys to do tricks and to dress up in human clothes and smoke pipes and all the rest of that nonsense. Well,
he said it's nonsense there, so I suppose.
It is and it isn't. I mean, it's cruel. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. But when it does happen, although it shouldn't, no. Is it entertaining? Yes, it is. Is it entertaining to see a monkey smoke a pipe? Yes.
Yes.
Is it entertaining to see a monkey dressed as a cowboy? Yes.
Yes.
So, or a monkey dressed as Sherlock Holmes? Yes.
Yes.
So, it's one of those things. It's a grey area, isn't it? It's like no one thinks it should happen. The fact is, it does happen, and there is no point us sitting here and denying the fact that it's fucking entertaining.
That's true. I mean, I think more
it's almost like someone popping a finger up your bum during sex. You're like, that shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, I liked the sort of wildness of it.
The genie's out of the bottle almost with that now, because can't put the cork back in.
Let me say on the record, I did not ask for that to happen. I didn't want for that to happen. But it has happened, and I have to admit, it's an interesting sensation.
And I may ask for it to happen again. Repeatedly. But nothing more than a finger.
That's it. And I didn't like it. Don't worry, I didn't like it too much. I liked it, the principle of it, right? Yeah. The anarchy, because it's like an act of anarchy.
Sexual anarchy.
It was sexual anarchy, and that's something that appeals to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. On an intellectual level.
It was like a small-scale riot in my arse.
In my bum. Bum riot.
I don't want any, like, root vegetables or anything going up there. Just a finger.
Don't get too creative. Bum riot is a great name for a sort of a punk band, isn't it? But a punk band from somewhere like the Ukraine.
Bum riot. Yeah.
We are bum riot. We are cyberpunk band from
your
Ukraine.
Sensibilities.
We're going to twist everything you think is normal.
Yeah, whatever, mate. We're from Lithuania. We have come to rewrite your rules in the bomb area.
This is a bum riot.
Yeah. Fuck off.
This is called Monkey with a Pipe. This one's called Monkey with a Pipe. Monkey with a Pipe. Monkey with a Pipe. Monkey with a Pipe. Just like Sherlock Holmes.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Where were we?
So anyway, they worked in the circus. Today, although they were retired, Mr. Twitch still wanted to train monkeys. It was his dream that one day he would own the first great upside-down monkey circus in the world. Again, not a bad dream to have.
Do you think... I don't think that sounds all that good. What's going to happen in the upside-down monkey circus? If it's going to be upside down for the duration, just hanging there, then that's not great. If they're upside down in their smoking pipes and dressed as Sherlock Holmes...
Couple more ticks next to it.
Or John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from the end scene of Grease.
Yeah, you're the one that I want. Doing the one that I want,
If they're dressed like that, upside down, I'd go to that.
Well, you when you say it, like John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, you're making out that that is the benchmark rendition of that song, whereas you and I both know the benchmark rendition of that song and dance routine is Russ Abbott and what's her name? Bella something.
Bella Emberg.
Bella Emberg. On Russ Abbott's fucking whatever it was called.
Russ Abbott's Madhouse.
Yeah.
You couldn't call a show that anymore.
Russ Abbott's mental home.
Russ Abbott's mental asylum.
Russ Abbott's funny farm. Yeah, they did it, didn't they? And it was really funny. In fact, I'm just going to look that up. I'm pretty sure Bella Emberg and...
I do know there was a cover version of it by Arthur Mullard and Hilda Baker.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of that.
That could be what you're thinking of. That was in the charts about the same time. But Arthur Mullard has been subsequently disgraced.
So we can't laugh about him.
As a dirty bastard.
Okay, yeah. I think you're right.
It was that, was it? It wasn't Russ Abbott. But, I mean, it's the kind of thing Russ Abbott and Bella Emberg would do.
The sort of shit they'd get up to. It fits with their general MO, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're always up to fucking something or other. Do you remember when she was Blunder Woman?
She was. He was Cooperman, wasn't he? Superman crossed with Tommy Cooper. Genius. Genius.
Yeah, I'm watching the one that I want now. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Okay, let's carry on. I'll just watch that with the sound down.
So he wants to do an upside down monkey circus, which meant the monkeys had to do everything upside down. They had to dance upside down on their hands with their feet in the air. They had to play football upside down. Again, he's just doing a list of stuff here, isn't there? There's no inspiration at all. They had to balance one on top of the other upside down with Muggle Wump at the bottom and the smallest baby monkey at the top. They even had to eat and drink upside down. That's not an easy thing to do because the food and water has to go up your throat instead of down it. In fact, it's almost impossible, but monkeys simply had to do it. Otherwise, they got nothing. You get nothing! Do it, or you get nothing.
Fuck it now.
Yeah, this isn't a great circus, is it? But the upside down conceit is integral to the denouement.
That's how he would have pitched it to his investors, Mr. Twitch.
Yeah.
Now I've got to tell you, right? Yeah, there's ifs and buts. Who knows what might happen between now and the launch of my circus? But one thing that is non-negotiable that you need to know before you pledge to invest in this idea is they do have to be upside down, no matter what else. Yeah, we can talk about the aesthetics. We can talk about how we're going to sell food. Will there be food stores? What sort of food? All that sort of malarkey. Fine, I'm open to everyone's ideas. I'm always open to ideas. My door's always open, as CEO of this upside down circus. But for me... It's a deal breaker. The monkeys have to be upside down. That's the one and only rule of this circus I'm planning.
If they're not, it's going to fuck the ending up. That's the only bit I've written so far is the ending. So take it or leave it. If you've got a problem with monkeys being upside down, I want you to leave this room now because this book is not for you. Yeah. This is not an investment you're interested in.
Go and sponsor a book by some other. Go and sponsor a book by that cunt Kingsley Amis. See how far that gets you.
Good luck with reading one of them in fucking half an hour. Like one of mine.
Read one of those fucking books to your kids. Fucking scarring for life.
Read one of them for half an hour, you'll be fast asleep. Take my fucking word for it. He hasn't got a fucking helicopter either, Amos.
And it's not fucking surprising. He's not shifting many of those fucking books.
It's a wonder he can afford a pair of fucking shoes, the money he makes, and the shit he churns out. Idiot. So, yeah.
I seen him at a party at Tom Stoppard's, and he was trying to give me the big one. I said to him straight, mate, one of us turned up in a fucking chopper, the other one came here by fucking foot in the rain by the looks of things. What does that tell you about our respective fucking outputs? Yeah, you can win as many Booker prizes as you want to, mate, but I'm afraid you can't fucking fly to Paris in under 45 minutes in a fucking Booker prize, can you? You can a fucking helicopter, cunt.
Right, get a paper and pen. Right, one of us takes 4.5 years to write a book. The other one takes 4.5 days. One of us charges $7.99 for a book. Fine, fair enough. The other one's charging $5.99. Fucking work it out, mate. And have a look at the helicopter while you're doing it.
And Stoppard comes over, says, calm it down, lads. It's supposed to be a fucking party. I don't need you two getting on. I said, I don't want to be started on fucking you as well, Stoppard. You can't even write books. You're at fucking plays that no cunt in their right mind would ever go and see. You're going around like your fucking shit don't stink, writing a load of fucking nonsense for tiny little punts theatres in London. Well, I'm flying over the top in my fucking helicopter, pissing on the roof.
You spend half your fucking writing day sitting with your fucking finger up your arsehole.
And I can tell you, it comes out on the page too.
So, yeah, where are we? He says, all this sounds pretty silly. It sounded silly to the monkeys. They hated having to do this upside down nonsense day after day. It made them giddy. Sometimes the small monkey children would faint with so much blood going to their heads. This is awful. This is awful.
Yeah.
But Mr. Twit didn't care about that. He kept them practicing for 6 hours every day. And if they didn't do as they told, Mrs. Twit would soon come running with her beastly stick.
Whoa. This is actually making me feel genuinely uncomfortable now.
Yeah, I don't enjoy this at all. I wouldn't want to read this to my children
anymore. This would upset my kids.
Just as well, I've been vasectomised and won't be having any more children.
Yeah.
And if I do have grandchildren, I won't be reading this to them.
This reading this story has been a welcome reminder to me that I ought to get vasectomised.
Yeah.
As I've been talking about for ages and I keep forgetting. It's certainly on my to-do list.
Well, COVID has put pay to all that sort of thing, hasn't it? I think they've probably suspended the vasectomies during COVID.
I'll get it done I'll get it done backstreet style.
Backstreet vasectomy, yeah.
Yeah. Go and get a backstreet vasectomy. In just late at night in an alleyway in the city of London.
In the East End.
Yeah. In a cobbled alleyway. Vasectomy, mister. 2 bob for a vasectomy. Yeah, all right. But
No, you've got... I'm not here for that sort of thing. No, I'm very sorry. How long will it take? Just half an hour, mate, and you're on your way.
Is there any pain relief, anaesthetic? Well, I can bash you over the head if you want, not you're unconscious, and then do it. You'll come round in a few hours. You'll have a terrible headache, and your cock will be feeling weird and all.
Then you just got to go home and lie on the sofa and drink a bottle of wine.
Okay, very well. But I do have to charge you extra if you want bashing over the head. Very well. Here's an extra giddy. Now get on with it. Whack.
I haven't got all day. Yeah, that's what's going on at the minute. Another sad side effect of COVID. Mm. We're on to the next chapter. The roly-poly bird to the rescue. Mugglewump and his family long to escape from the cage in Mr. Twit's garden and go back to the African jungle where they came from. They hated Mr. and Mrs. Twit for making their life so miserable. Quite right, we're hating them as well. They also hated them for what they did to the birds every Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh yeah, the monkeys have got to watch this whole bird pie thing going on, haven't they, from the confines of their cage. They've got to watch Mr. Twit gluing the branch of the tree and the birds getting stuck.
Yeah.
And then them all getting taken away and put in the
pie. Oh, they don't worry, they're under no illusions about Mr. Twit. They know he's a fucking cunt.
Well, yeah, we all do. It's flyaway birds. Flyaway birds, they used to shout, jumping about in the cage and waving their arms. Don't sit on that big dead tree. It's been smeared all over with sticky glue. Go and sit somewhere else.
Yeah, you daft bastards.
But these were English birds and they couldn't understand, Dahl's words here, the weird African language. Red flag.
Yeah.
The weird African language the monkey spoke. Different times, Sam. Different times. So they took no notice and went on using the big dead tree and getting caught for Mrs. Twit's bird pie. And then again, here we go. Dahl's just another fucking bizarre character in out of nowhere. It says, then one day, a truly magnificent bird flew out of the sky and landed on the monkey cage. Good heavens, cried all the monkeys together. It's the roly-poly bird. What on earth are you doing over here in England, roly-poly bird? Like the monkeys, the roly-poly bird came from Africa and he spoke the same language as they did. How very fucking convenient. He says, I've come for an holiday, says the roly-poly bird. I like to travel. Oh, do you know?
Yeah, I'm like that. Oh, he's like Alf Ramsey in that way. I like to broaden the mind, don't I?
People think the horizons and the mind.
I tell the other birds, you know, there is fucking life outside the narrow confines of this little island, right? There are different things to see. There are different ways of living one's life than the traditional British lifestyle. That's why I fly about.
Have a look at yourself. You are blessed with a set of fucking wings. You can go anywhere. What are you doing sat here watching fucking EastEnders every day for?
Having beans on fucking toast. You know,
Can get EastEnders abroad.
I were in Spain last May, right? They do their dinners on not one plate, but six or seven very small plates, or with a little amount on each. Now, I know what you're thinking, that sounds shit, but if you eat enough of them, it's dead nice. You can fill up on it, right? Plus, they'll give you a basket of bread if you ask, and they don't usually charge extra. You got to be careful, because they will try and give you weird bits of, like, fish and that, and octopus. Avoid that stuff, right? But you can make yourself understood. You can get a little plate of potatoes, a little plate of omelette, a little
plate of
ham. Yeah, you get tomatoes, ham, you get some cheese. It's not cheddar, but it's similar, right? And you just get it all, and they're all on different plates, and you fucking scoff it all down, yeah? And that's how they eat their dinner. Now, you ask yourself, you're having beans on toast on one plate every night. Yeah, fine. Less washing up, admittedly, but some variety is a spice of life.
They call it tapas, which translates as Spanish dinner.
This is the sort of shit I'm trying to tell you, cunts, right? You're sat here, you're wasting your life away. You're waiting to die. In Switzerland,
you've got a set of fucking wings on you.
In Switzerland, they get a load of fucking cheese, right? They melt it so it goes like molten lava, right, in a big fucking pot. Then they give you a big fork, right? You get a bit of bread on it, you dip it in the fucking cheese, right? One word of warning, if you are going to try it, fucking wait for it to cool down, because it will fucking ruin your tongue. Don't get too greedy. Here's a tip. Never go to a fondue party feeling too hungry, because then you'll rush it and you'll burn your mouth and you'll be paying the price for weeks after. But what I'm saying is, lads, right, you're here maybe having cheese on toast for your lunch. Fine. But why don't you fly up a fucking mountain in Switzerland? What God gave you wings for? Broaden your horizons.
Once you've flown all that way, you'll be ready for a nice bit of dinner.
That's fondue.
Called fondue. That's fondue, and that translates as Swiss dinner.
In Germany, they make sausages just out of blood.
Jesus Christ.
I'll leave it at that, because I don't want to go on about it. But they do, and they make all sorts out of blood. There's all shops that just deal in blood food. Imagine that.
Yeah. And I mean, this is what he says. He fluffed his marvellous feathers and looked down rather grandly at the monkeys. For most people, he says, flying away on holiday is very expensive, but I can fly anywhere in the world for nothing. Muggle Wub says, do you know how to talk to these English birds? Roly Poly says, of course I do. It's no good going to a country and not knowing the language. He basically is this cunt that we've just fucking invented 2 minutes ago. Then we must hurry, said Mugglewump. Today is Tuesday, and over there you can already see the revolting Mr. Twit up the ladder, painting sticky glue on the branches of the big dead tree. This evening, when the birds come into roost, you must warn them not to perch on that tree, or they will be made into bird pie. And that evening, the roly-poly bird flew round and round the big dead tree, singing out, "There's sticky stuff all over the tree. If you land on the branches, you'll never get free. So fly away, stay up high, or you'll finish up tomorrow in a hot bird pie."
Right, that's that, Tom. I'm going that's for a shit. I'm going for a shit now.
Down the pub.
Going for a shit, then I'm going to clean my feathers, and then I'm going to the pub.
Put my best shirt on and a bit aftershave. I'm going down the pub.
There's a pub up the road does Thai food. It's not like it's not authentic, like. It's not like when you're actually there, but it's not bad. I'm pad Thai. Pad Thai with prawns. It's fucking delicious. I'll have that and a pint. It'll be a nice evening. See if I can get talking to someone down there. Yeah, it's always someone to get talking to, you know.
I'm a curious man. I'm inquisitive. Yeah. I like listening to people's stories.
I tell you, so everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a story. Tell me yours, you know.
So I'll, look to them. I'll sidle up to them and I'll say, "Hello, I'm the roly-poly bird. What's your story?"
Do you travel much? I'm a keen traveller, are you?
Oh, yeah. I you like it, generally.
Where you been? Oh, yeah, nice, the Italian lakes. Good. Yeah, no, I've never been meaning to, though. Could go now if I wanted, because I've got wings, don't know if you noticed. What, me being a bird, I save a fucking ton on, you know, airplane tickets and that.
I mean, maybe not tonight, because I've had a couple of pints already and I don't really like to fly when I've been drinking, but, you know, maybe tomorrow, who knows? World's the oyster.
Have you tried the food here? Oh, no, it's dead nice. It's not authentic, but it's, no, try the pad Thai with prawns. Really nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite recent because it got took over by this bloke last year, and before, it used to be quite old-fashioned. They just do, you know, pork scratching crisps, scotch eggs.
The traditional stuff. That's why I didn't come in so much.
But the new fella, he's got a wife. She's about 10 years younger than him. And I think she's the brains behind it. But, you know, they've really upped their game.
I think she's Thai herself, Thai Korean, something like that. I think he got her off the internet, you know. But it's painful.
That's what they say. But, I mean, no, what's wrong with that? You know what
that's
I mean?
Fine. I mean, they
judge them.
There appears to be a lot of affection between them.
They seem to be very happy
together,
yeah.
There's an age
you know.
Gap, but that doesn't seem to present a problem. And I'll say this for her. She's a hard worker, because I've seen her grafting out in that hot kitchen. She is an hard worker, so, you know, it's obviously worked out from his point of view.
And, I mean, you can see by looking at the number of people that's in, it's really paying off for them, because I'd come in here a year ago, we're dead. But it's quite vibrant now, it's good.
No, it's
come down
nice,
more often
know.
As a result.
I'm here most nights. I don't know what if you are. I've not seen you much around here, but I'm here most. You can find me anytime.
I don't come down on quiz night because I find it distracting. I'm not really into quizzes, but most nights I come down a couple hours. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, just no. And if you can't see me, I might occasionally I'll be around the other side of the bar. But just ask. Is Roly Poly Bird in? Just ask. They all know me. There's no other. Put it this way. There's no other cunt here called Roly Poly Bird, so they know who you're talking about.
that's the end of this episode. Thanks very much for listening.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep it canty.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.